It's Rideshare Sean again. I am driving to Pinellas County to drive for Uber for the day. Today is July 28th, 2023, and right now it's 12:19 p.m. Let's see, what should we talk about today? You know, like, a lot of people, I was talking about this a little bit last night, but when you have a rider in the vehicle, you definitely need to talk to them. But, I mean, it's like, it's hard sometimes because, you know, like, sometimes they've been at work all day and they don't want to talk at all. You know, sometimes you just have to feel them out and see. But whatever happens, like the one guy that told me that, you know, the driver pulled over and refused to drive any further because the rider was giving him directions turn by turn, and the driver has GPS. Uber drivers tend to get mad about that. Don't do that. Don't get mad at riders ever about anything. Number one. Number two, if this is what I do. If they're giving directions and you don't like it, you know, like, sometimes they do that and sometimes they don't. I like it. But sometimes they just go too far. So what I do is I say, even if I haven't been there, I say to the rider, I've been there a few times. And that's all I have to say to them. And then they shut up. They don't say anything else. That's all you have to say to a rider to get them to stop giving you directions. Just say, I've been there a few times. That's it. Every time, that has worked 100% of the time for me. So no matter what, do not get mad at the riders. They all, you know, some of them do it, some of them don't. I always, whenever they give me any directions or tell me anything, I always say thank you to them. Always, always really nice to them. See, what I do is, like, when I pick up riders, the thing of it is that riders are all human, so you're going to end up picking up people that, you know, rate you one star, or that you dislike, or whatever. No matter what, this is what I do. I always treat them exactly the same, and I always thank them when they give me directions. And, you know, if they're getting on my nerves or whatever, I just look down and see how much longer I have to put up with it. And, you know, usually it's under 10 minutes, which is like nothing. So there is plenty of other things to be concentrating on. You concentrate on driving to their destination or listening or whatever. Listening to your GPS or whatever. Like, when I listen to anything, even except for TV in the living room, but when I listen to TV in my bedroom, I do it with headphones, earbuds, Bluetooth earbuds. When I'm on the Peloton, I use earbuds that have a wire on them, so I don't have to charge them. Just plug them right into the Peloton. I love that thing. And then I use the same ones on my podcast microphone. They plug in there. It's a Samson, like Samson or S-U-N, I don't know, something like that. But it's a decent microphone. So I plug these earplugs in it, the earbuds into it, and they act like the speakers, they take over everything, and they act like the speakers to my computer. So there are times that I wake up in the morning and edit video at 2, 3, 4 in the morning, or before I go to drive, or whatever, and I don't want to wake anybody else up, but I need to hear, so I use earbuds for pretty much everything. So when I have riders in my car, I use these earbuds. Got them all the earbuds that I have, I got from got from Amazon. Everything possible. I love Amazon. But the earbuds that I use in their car, they're Life something. Life Sport or some Life Form, I don't even know. But anyway, I use one in my left ear, and then, you know, when I'm talking about something important to somebody on the phone or something, then I use the other one. I use both of them. But most of the time, I just have a Bluetooth earpiece in my left ear, and I use my right ear to listen to the rider and talk to the rider.